thing I ever saw.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I'll be your host until about 2 o'clock today. You just heard Alkaline Trio off of an older album that was called Goddammit. The song was called Cringe. I don't really know why. I guess I just played them because I really like them, and they were on the Warped Tour this year, but they didn't stop by Vancouver, which kind of bummed me out. I only really wanted to see them and the Vandals, and they didn't come to Vancouver. It was really sad, but I heard that Warped Tour was okay. Actually, I didn't hear anything. I'm just assuming that it would have been okay. But if you went, hopefully you had fun. You know, if you have a good story to tell me, give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487 if you went to the Warped Tour. Tell me how it went, just because I'm bored and I want to talk to somebody. Today, don't have any tickets to give away today, but I do have a lot of music to play. Got a lot of new stuff for you. Ouch. And I'm going to hurt myself a lot today, because I always do. Yeah, it's a great day outside today. I'm quite happy with it. I was having actually like a pretty crappy week. Wait, what day is it today? Thursday. Yeah. So like beginning of the week, it wasn't so great. I was pretty depressed, but yesterday was an amazing day. Yesterday was a really good day. Lots of stuff happened. I went to go see Battles at Richards on Richards, and that was a pretty good show. And I also got tickets to go see a certain band coming to Vancouver, which I'm so excited about. Oh my god, I can't even tell you. But yeah, I got two tickets to go see these guys who are coming here in October.
We Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Oh! t-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
In the night breeze, please stop this now.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. That was Tiger Army off of their newest album, Music from Regions Beyond. That song was called Pain, and Tiger Army played the Vans Warped Tour, which happened on Tuesday. Before Tiger Army, I played Heavens off of their album, Patent Pending. That song was the title track, and Heavens is the collaborative effort from Matt Skiba of Alkaline Trio. And what's the other dude's name? Like Joe Steinbrick of Flowers of Doom? I thought it was something else. Damn you, internets. I don't think you are correct, but they're saying that he's from a band called Flowers of Doom, but I thought he was from a different band. I could be going crazy, which is quite possible. Before Heavens, I played two local bands. Daggermouth. Wait, is Daggermouth local? No. Living with Lions is. I played Daggermouth and Living with Lions. They're buddies. They're friends with each other or something. The Daggermouth song that I played was off of their album Turf Wars. The song is called This is Chase Brennerman. And then after that, I played Living with Lions off of their album Dude Manor. Or it's an EP, sorry. That song was called Colors. And Chase Brennerman, I believe, is the lead singer from Living with Lions. Or his name is like Chase Brennerman or something like that. Something close to whatever Daggermouth called their song. Are you confused yet? I hope so. Before that, I played Brats on the Beat, which is an album, a sort of tribute album to the Ramones. But they do it for kids. It's a Ramones for Kids album. And they have different lead singers from different punk rock and garage bands covering each one with a bunch of kids singing back up. The song that I played was called Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? And the singer that they had on that track was Greg from the Bouncing Souls. Before Rats on the Beat, I played The Queers off of their latest album, Monkey Brain. That song was called Girl About Town. I started off that set way back when with The Cure off of, I think I just played a Greatest Hits album. That song was called In Between Days. And The Cure are coming to Vancouver October 9th at Gia Place. I'm so excited. What do I have coming up next for you? Another band that's playing a show here in Vancouver is Fucked Up. They're playing this Saturday with the Transmitters, and the Transmitters also have a new album out. It's a self-titled album. But I don't know, it's not much to say. I always talk about the Transmitters, and so maybe I'll keep it to a minimum this time. But if perhaps you're interested, you would like to check them out. And I saw Fucked Up the last time that they played here, and it was a pretty crazy show. It was pretty good. So I highly recommend checking them out this Saturday if you have nothing else to do. And the Transmitters. Transmitters are opening for them.
It's a blind new way! Yeah!
That was some brand new religion for you here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is We All Fall Down, Bad Religion's new album, New Maps of Hell, I believe is coming out this Tuesday. Has it come out yet? No. It hasn't come out yet. That song was called Dearly Beloved. Before that, I played the Clorox Girls off of their latest album, J'aime les filles. That song was called Le Banana Split. They're not a French band, right? But it's quite humorous. I like that song. And the Clorox Girls, a band that I have still yet to see. It's pretty sad because I think within the past year, they've been here at least like 3 or 4 times, and I always like, I'm always so stoked when I hear about it, and then like I'm all excited, and then for whatever reason at the last minute I can't make it for, I'm always working or something comes up or I'm busy or I don't know, but I haven't been able to see them, and I hear they put on a good show, so hopefully they come back soon, and the next time that they come here to Vancouver, make sure that I go. You, all of you, make sure that I go, because I'm such a flake. It's quite terrible. Before that, I played the Wednesday Night Heroes, a band that I've seen many times. I've seen them a lot. The Wednesday Night Heroes, off of their album Guilty Pleasures. That song was called Bland New Age. And that actually, good times. The other day, I was working. I think it was a Monday night. It was the day before the Warped Tour. And so we were at the place where I work downtown. We're open pretty late. And we got a lot of bands that played the Warped Tour come in and just buy a lot of stuff because they were here a day early. And they're like, there are a couple of people that came in, and some people bought like the new Wednesday Night Heroes album, and they were totally trying to get me to like ask about their band, and they were trying to like show off and be like, we're on the Warped Tour, but I just wasn't having any of it. It was pretty awesome. They, when they brought up the Wednesday Night Heroes CD, I was like, oh, these guys are so good. Did you go to their last show, their CD release show? And like, they're all like, no, but we've toured with them. Like, we're good friends with them. We're actually on tour right now. And I was just like, oh, crap. They just want to talk about themselves. So I just kept talking about the Wednesday Night Heroes. I was like, yeah, I really like the Heroes. Like, I've seen them quite a few times here. They put on a really good show. That's a really good album. Made me feel kind of good. I'm such a terrible person. I'm so sorry. And before that, I played the Transmitters off of their new full-length self-titled album. That that song was called Beating Up My Heart, and they are playing this Saturday with Fucked Up. What else was I going to do? Other shows. How about some other shows going on that perhaps you would like to hear about or perhaps attend? Internets. Here we go. This Saturday, not only are Fucked Up and the Transmitters playing, they're playing where? At the Ukrainian Hall. They're playing with Black Breath and Carpenter. That show's happening in the evening, but if perhaps you would like to make, you know, all of Saturday quite enjoyable, which is what I'm going to do, before you go to the Fucked Up show in the evening, Harry and the Potters are playing in front of the Vancouver Public Library, the central location downtown, in the afternoon at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3 p.m. And it's free. It's free. You can check out Harry Potter's in the afternoon, go out for dinner, and then, you know, head over to the Fucked Up show, which is what I'm going to do. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good day. What else is going on? The Mad Caddies are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with the Real Mackenzies and the St. Catharines. That's the annual Fat Records tour, summer tour thingy. That's happening July 15th at Richards on Richards. What other band? Only Crime. Only Crime are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Bionic and Hostage Life at the Plaza Club July 28th. And I just got word that I perhaps might be giving away tickets for that, but that'll happen next week if it does. And I did a little bit of research, and Only Crime is composed of the lead singer Russ Rankin from Good Riddance, the guitarist from Bane, apparently. Some guy from Converge is in it, and the Descendants, and it seems like some kind of like punk rock hardcore super group. If like bands were superheroes, this would be like the Justice League or something. Sure, why not? That is happening July 28th at the Plaza Club. What else is going on? The Blood Brothers are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Winning. Is it just me, or do they always play with Winning? Is Winning always on tour with them? I think so. They're playing with Winning and Baby Control August 19th at the Plaza Club. ZZ Top is coming to Vancouver with the Pretenders and the Stray Cats August 23rd at GM Place. The Agrolites coming back to Vancouver August 30th at the Red Room. The Metal Blade 25th Anniversary Tour is happening, that is coming to Vancouver September 26th at the Croatian Cultural Center, and that is featuring bands, good wholesome family bands such as Cannibal Corpse and the Black Dahlia Murder with the Red Cord, and also Goat Whore. Be a good time. And The Cure are also coming to Vancouver. Of course, The Cure. They're playing October 9th at GM Place, and tickets go on sale to the public for that show, I believe, tomorrow morning at like 10 o'clock. But they're on sale on the internet right now. Yep, that's all for concert listings for me right now. Who would I have to play for you? Oh, I wanted to play the new Tim Armstrong album for you. He has a new solo reggae ska album out. Tim Armstrong, lead singer, you know him from Rancid, of course. And the backup band that he has on this record is the Agrolites, who I just told you are coming to Vancouver. The album's called A Poet's Life, and I'm going to play a song called Into Action here on CITR. That was Tim Armstrong off of his solo album, A Poet's Life. My eyes. That song was called Into Action. And I wanted to bring this up a while ago. I just wasn't sure if people would look down on me for knowing this. But the girl that is singing backup, Sarah, is Sky Sweetnam. I don't really want to explain who she is. If you don't know who she is, let's just keep it that way, because you're probably better off, not knowing who she is. I kind of want to throw up a little in my mouth, you know, because I know who she is. Oh, it's so terrible. Ah! But yeah, that'll be it for me today. In about 5 minutes, Robin will be on doing a pre-recorded Inkstead show. Biggest Loser ever.
Proud of it.
And, you know, as my last song, I always like to leave maybe, like, the metal songs to play right at the very end, just because I know Robin loves them, and they segue so well into a show. And so I was trying to decide, I was like, oh, look, the new Napalm Death album. Maybe he would like some Napalm Death. But I decided to spare him. I'll just play some 3 Inches of Blood for him. I went to go see them last Thursday. Played their CD release party. It was awesome. And I don't even need to, like, listen to this album. I don't need to, like, I just chose a random song. It's about 4 minutes long. And I know exactly what it sounds like, so it's going to be good times, Robin.
Turn up the rock and turn down and the suck.
Suck.
The rock.
Suck, yep. Yeah. All right, Robin. He's coming next. And at 3, we have Rico Brennan Jules with Crimes and Treasons. I stick around for that. I would suffer through Robin's show to stay tuned for Crimes and Treasons. I'm just joking. It's just, show's awesome. I even listen to it. And he always brings in the coolest comics. Word up. Word up, homie. Yep, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks to everyone that listened and phoned in. Today, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I'll be back next week. Next Thursday, kids. Next Thursday, enjoy this, like, the few days of sunshine that we will have, because it won't last long. This is Vancouver. Probably be gone tomorrow or something. 3 Inches of Blood, this is for you, Robin. The new 3 Inches of Blood on CITR. With the evil side.
Amazing.